نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. أبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى، and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that this speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The basic guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. Allah the Almighty is saying, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ. They have not been commanded with anything except to serve Allah with a full sincerity. This is the message to those who before you as well as you. This is for the nations before you as well as us. All what Allah wants from us, sincerity in our devotion, our ibadah, our salah, our movements, whatever that we do in it, that we have to do it for Allah and only for Allah. Otherwise, forget about it. The heart, the ibadah of the heart, serving Allah, worshipping Allah, obeying Allah by your heart, is the first and the most important. Before even your body move, before even your tongue move, before your body say Allahu Akbar, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, before your tongue even move and say أشهدُ أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهدُ أن محمد رسول الله. Allah wants your heart to be clean from anybody else beside Him or in Him and for Him. If you have a problem with this, you have a problem with your foundation. You have a problem with your iman. You have a problem with your aqidah. You could not erect your building. Your salah, your fasting, your hajj, your donation, everything comes after ikhlas. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us about the first three persons going to be thrown into hellfire. He didn't say the kafir and the munafiq and the hypocrite and no. First, three people going to be thrown into hellfire, going to be dragged on their face to hellfire. They are Muslims. They are Muslims. And what's frightening more, that one of them is a hafiz of the Quran. Is a scholar. What is so scary that one of them is a shaheed? He lost his life, his blood in the battlefield. It's so scary and serious when you know that one of them was so rich, millionaire, and spending right and left. The Muslims. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them about His favor, His blessings, what He has given them in this life. Do you remember I gave you such and such? Yes, Allah. What did He do with it? Qari al-Qur'an, He said, Ya Allah, qara'tu al-Qur'an, wa'allamtuhu lil-nas. I memorized the Qur'an, I taught it to the people, I made halaqa. I became a mufti. I did this and that. He said, yes. This is true. You did. But you did this liyuqala qari. You did all this. He was reciting Quran, teaching Quran. He was not reading from the gospel. He was the reciter of the Quran. It's so serious, brothers and sisters. Do you remember I gave you this good memory? I gave you the time, I gave you the means that you memorized it. What did you do with this blessing? I learned the Quran, I taught the Quran. Yes, you did, but وَلَكِنَّكَ تَعَلَّمْتَ لِيُقَالَ قَارِئٌ. You learn and you taught, so they say he's a scholar, he's a hafiz, he's a big scholar, big turban. وَقَدْ قِيلَ. Indeed, the people had praised you enough and said, yes, you are a hafiz, you are a muallim, yes, you are a mujahid, you are a brave, yes, you are a charitable person. Yes, the people, they admit to this, because this is all what they can see. But, you did this, liqala jareed. He did this, so they say he's a charitable person, he's a brave person, he's a scholar person. وَقَدْ قِيلَ ثُمَّ يُغْمَرُ بِهِ فَيُسْحَبُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ إِلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Yes, they acknowledge you as a scholar, as a hafiz, as, but he did this for somebody else, not for me. There is no ikhlas. With Allah and somebody else, with Allah and some other reason, and Allah doesn't take this. It's for Allah or forget it. And after this, Allah will order the angels to grab the hafiz of Quran, the so-called shaheed, so-called mutasaddiq, to be dragged on his face to hellfire. Brothers and sisters, it's dangerous and it's serious and it's scary, it's frightening. And we have to start to check our own life and our own deed, starting with my own self. Why are we doing it? Nowadays, you see some Muslims, they do things because everybody does it. Because my people doing it. And some people, they call it Banu Jildatina. And some people, because all this, because it's not going to help you. Some people, they do things, it's a good deed, but it's not sincere for Allah. Yes, what you're doing is good, but it's not good anymore because it's not only for Allah. You don't need dirt, because the person who shares the word, he is from the same country like you. He speaks the same language like you. He has the skin color like you. And this is what motivates you to do it. Otherwise, if somebody else does the same work, you are not supported. You spoil it. You lost it. Why we hanging too much over language and over skin color, body, and all these things? It's not going to help. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. سليم من الشرك من الرياء. In a day which nothing can prevail or help, property or family, only a person who came to Allah with a sincere intention, with a pure clean heart, only for Allah and the pleasure of Allah, now this what will help you in the day of judgment. But he did it because this organization, this party, this banking fact, this conference, this camp, this newspaper, and name it, all kind of activity. But why you are there? And why you are not there when so-and-so did it? Because you know what? These people could not help you. This car that you're hanging over, black and white, and this nationality of Arab and Spanish and Indo-Pakistani, is nothing going to help. A lot of them know colors. A lot of them recognize colors in a sense. I'm going to bless you because you're white. I'm going to bless you because you're Pakistani. I'm going to welcome you because you're Arab. A lot of them favor any of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. In the hadith which he reported by Abu Huraira, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah doesn't care for your bodies, your figures, and your shapes. How much muscles, how much is your height, slim, heavyweight, black, white, Arab, non-Arab, nothing. Allah doesn't care for this. But what Allah cares for, best for, He cares for the heart and the deed. And if you have a heart, it will come the fruit to be a deed. Heart, brother, I'm good in my heart. Yes, you are good in your heart, inshallah. But this tree is a bad tree. Shajaratul Aqim is a tree which doesn't bear any fruit. No shade, no fruit, nothing. Yes, it is a tree. There is many trees, even some trees there that harm you. Have thorns in it. So what you doing? وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. If you have a heart, you have sincerity, you do the work. Why are you doing it? Oh, because, you see, all my people is there. Subhanallah. What does it mean, your people? This is what I could not understand. We are not your people. He is not your people. Who is your people? And all this is ism of nationality and color and language. It's not
nothing but extreme obscurity and Arabia. It's nothing but what the Prophet said. Thou hast seen her, Muntada. Leave it alone. It's taste. Something dirty.
Hisham, when he's from your country, when he speak your language, when you have your color. Other than this, you are not even moving from your spot. You will give, you will donate, you will participate if he's one of you. What does this mean of you? وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. Our worship is for Allah. With what? Sincerity, ikhlas. You do the good deed because it's a good deed. Doesn't matter who's needing it. Where is it? Brothers, believe it or not, I know in some people's background, two families or even one family, they will distribute the word, this is the list of the community. Three people only. They will make a phone call. They will make a phone call for their party or their dinner or whatever occasion or even their maulid. They call it maulud. They will get at least 150 to 200 people like this. Even with no any previous invitation. So-and-so scholar from our country came. A phone call will be done by 4 o'clock. Everybody will be jammed in the mosque by 6 o'clock. Now forget about what is the previous engagement and appointment. Why? Because same language, same color, the same ism, the same stinky stuff that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, da'uha fa innaha muntina. Leave it alone, because this is tribalism, colorism, whatever ism that you're building your taqwa on it is nothing but something stink, and this is nothing but ishahidiyah. This is not Islam. This is not Islam. And this is the reason he found the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Usikum bi taqwa Allah wa sam'i wa ta'a wa in ta'ammar alaykum 'abdun habashi." Most of the believers in that time, the Sahaba, are Arab. When he tells them, they are Arab or Arab. And he said, "I adjure you to fear Allah, to have the taqwa of Allah." And here in the Ubay, even your Amir is a slave from Abyssinia. Subhanallah. So now this Arab ethnic comes from all the way in the top, if it happens to be your Amir, he's not even a free man. But he is Abdullah, and he owned by somebody. He is Arab, and he's from Abyssinia. And you Arab are Hawaiian, and you are from the tribes of Quraysh and Bani Hashim, Bani Mahzum, and all these things. But doesn't matter, he became your Amir. You have to hear and obey. We don't have something called Arab and Indo-Pakistani and this Palestinian and this is from Somalia and this. Yes, we're born in certain countries, but all of us, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we are one single body. We are nothing but the arms, the legs, the eyes, the ears, the nose, all of us serving in one single body. I forgot how they say it in the language, it's not a hadith or Quran. Even the Quran hadith starts forgetting it. But they say, "Ukiltu yawma ukila al-sawr al-abyad." I've been eating long time ago, not today, I'm still alive. But when the white ox been attacked, and I didn't do anything, I sat and watched, I've been divided, I've been destroyed already long time ago. So it's a matter of time and fear to come. When the Ummah been divided to colors and language and all this background, too late. Too long ago, we already been conquered. When we drill over these things, it's not an Islam. A brother and sister, believe it or not, you are here, or in any city or state, you are nothing except a microbite or a micro thing from the whole Muslim Ummah. When you put the map in front of you and you look to all this Islamic country and the world is the Muslim everywhere, you are nothing but a drop of the same solution. So what is applied to this is applied to the same thing, and whatever to the whole Ummah. So you are in nothing but a small mini picture of what's happening.
the problems of Iraq, of Somalia, of Bosnia, of Sudan, of everywhere. It's the same.
It comes from where?
I know some of the people used to sit here in the same Musalla. They are now the ambassadors of so-and-so and the ministry of so-and-so and almost is the second person after the Amir and the head of state of all the things. From the same people sitting here. If you are not listening today, if you are not implementing today, you are nothing but the representative of something. If we are not going to learn how to get it together, if we are not going to know how to be a one woman in everything, get our resources together, our time together, our energy together.
We already been attacked.
I give you a simple example. When you're talking about 50 or 60 children from Somali community as example, who came to this country not with their own choice. They call them refugees. And those going to be entertained for a whole 2 months by the Christian communities. They're going to take them for a summer program or a summer camp, whatever you call it. It's the Muslims. Where are the Muslims of Columbia, South Carolina? What are they doing? Everybody busy with his own stuff. If it's me or you, this is what it is. It applies to me too. I'm not understanding free myself. I'm telling you, I'm going to go back. I'm saying this before I say this. When you're taking 3 and 4 years old to 12 years old, this is about at least 50 students who see them here every weekend. This, in addition to this, the teenage boys and girls. When the whole says Christian, we hear subhanAllah trying to put a kufi on the little boy's head, making sewing and cutting and making a headpiece for the little girl to keep them with the same way that's supposed to be to learn about hijab and Islam and Salah. Now the same boys and the same girls, they take you there for swimming classes as example. You think they're going to go in a swimming pool wearing even a pants? No, because it has to be special uniform. And these things can bring germs to the water. Doesn't matter if the shirt will give a germ to your heart. Doesn't matter. Where are the Muslim community? Where is the Shmiyad? Where is the leaders of this 12 Muslim organizations, the community of Muslim Colombia, directly look. Name, open the Muslim directory, Colombia, okay? And you will find Mosque so-and-so, MFSO, MFSO, and you found 12, at least 12 organizations. What are these people? What are they doing? And the Muslims are being taken, is going to be taken every day, swimming classes, this is part of the activity. It's nothing but activity, it's nothing wrong. And part of it is going to be a class of music, and part of it is going to be this and that. And we don't have to preach them the gospel, but we can introduce them to the American culture and the way how every boys and girls can play together and everything handy dandy. Fine. Why? This is what happened. You understand? When we are divided, when we are not focusing. And I'm sure you know about this story, I don't have to repeat it, or should I remind you about it? With the long, the summary of it, this old man before he died, he brought all his boys or his children, he said, come. And he gives him a bundle of sticks. And he asked the first son to break it. He tried, he could not, the second, the third, no one can break it.
Now he took it loose and gave every one of his sons a stake from this bundle and said, break it. He did like this, he break it. So the strength of the Muslims when they are together, where they are together, in everything, is their salah, is their salata, is their leadership, in their direction, this is what it is. So when you have a 12 organization and the foundation has been blown away every day, and they don't what? Doesn't matter, as long as my name is the Imam, and my name is the Mr. President of so-and-so, and my name is the assistant so-and-so, it's fine. كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤولون عن رعيته. I would say to any person who assume any position of leadership or been bought in leadership in a Muslim community in Columbia, South Carolina, you're going to be questioned in the day of the judgment. You are part of the problem or you are part of the solution, and now you make your choice. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. The hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم which reported by Sahl ibn Mu'adh عن أبيه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying من أعطى لله تعالى ومنع لله تعالى من أعطى لله تعالى ومنع لله تعالى وأحب لله تعالى وأبغض لله تعالى وأنكح لله تعالى فقد استكمل إيمانه رواه أحمد والترمذي أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whosoever gives for the sake of Allah, purely for Allah, nothing else, withhold for the sake of Allah, love for Allah's sake, hate for Allah's sake, indeed he has perfected his Iman. Our motivation, brothers, our moves, our words, our action, the inward and the outward, everything have to be for Allah, by Allah, and only for Allah. When it comes to add another color to it, we're messing it up. We're spoiling it, and it's not going to be drinkable anymore, it's not acceptable anymore. Why are you giving your time? Why are you giving your money? Why are you giving your sushi, what you call membership? Why? It's for Allah. It's for something else. Oh, he's Arab like me. He's black like me. He's an Indo-Pakistani like me. He's a Spanish like me. Or both of us are doctors. Or both of us teach in the same school. Or both of us are son when we used to be in the prison together. So what this means? Is this what's going to make you do something? What's all about if I didn't go to the prison? So you could not see my brother, we could not do something together? What about if it happens that I'm born in Africa, I could not be part of what you're doing? That's a work like this. So when you give for Allah, not because of color, not because of language, not because of the kind of association in other than Islam. And in the same time you start giving, you start participating. Oh brother, I could not understand, turn my back to them because they are from my country. Brother, what they're doing is bid'ah. What does this mean? No brother, but you understand this is the aib, the shame in our language, the shame in our culture. You understand that my group, my people doing something and I'm not there. Subhanallah! What's supposed to be more dearer to you than the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Now you don't care about sunnah or bid'ah, all what you care, my people. I don't know that we have many people here. I thought that Allah says, وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Indeed, this your ummah is only one single community. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and whosoever loved for the sake of Allah and hates for the sake of Allah, he can be talking the same language and he have the same color like you, but he is not about all the deen, he is not about all the sunnah, you will hate it. Islam bring people together or will separate people together. Islam will weld the people and glue the people together or will separate the sheep, the people from each other. And whosoever وَأَنْكَحَ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى, he will give his daughter in marriage for the sake of Allah. Oh brother, I'm sorry. You see, in our culture, we could not give our daughter. What do you mean somebody else? He's a Muslim. He's a Muslim. Or in our culture, because back home, subhanAllah, what home are you talking about? What culture are you talking about? Oh, you understand, because it's a big shame, you understand, and maybe we're here in America, it's okay, but we're planning to go back home, and now we see that my daughter married to somebody who's what? You have a different color? So what? It's bad. But when you do it, you give your daughter, because what? إذا أتاكم من ترضون دينا وخلقا فزوجوه إلا تفعلوا تكون فتنة في الأرض وفساد كبير أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. When one come proposing to marriage, to the marriage, when one comes to you proposing in marriage, and you are pleased with his deen, his amana, because his deen, give him your daughter, otherwise will be a fitna, will be a trial, and will be mischief in the earth. Brothers and sisters, may Allah guide me and you. I pray that Allah guide our hearts, that our hearts will move for Allah, that we give for Allah, we hold for Allah, we love for Allah, participate for Allah, we do it nothing except for the sake of Allah. Allahumma arzuqna al-ikhlas fi al-qawli wal-amal. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah azim li wa lakum.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله